Hello, Care Grandel here, and you're listening to Life Caraphrased. The topic of today's podcast is new things, doing new things. And why wouldn't I talk about new things since I'm doing this whole podcast thing for the first time? And I've definitely had to face all of myself. There's a reason why scripture says not to despise small beginnings. And I was thinking about that scripture a lot because it's very easy to. It's easy to self-doubt. It's easy to wish that you are more than you are. And I was thinking about it a lot for myself. And so that's why I just translated it into here, since I figured I'd get a double win out of it. But the idea for me had to do with a couple of things. When I think of small beginnings and despising them, I am impatient. I think it's a sign of impatience because I want the fruit. And I want the fruit before the seed has had enough time to grow into anything. So instantly I want the end result. And so, you know, if you bite into an apple versus biting into an apple seed, they don't taste the same. So I've experienced that myself a little bit. And so if you're trying something new, if you are getting out of your comfort zone, even if I had a friend of mine who told me that she's just been, the Lord's just been talking to her in a really sweet way because she's very, very shy. And the Lord's just been reworking some of her thinking so that she could step out and do some new things. And for her, it was a great deal of a new beginning, even though she's older than me and she's journeying through life alongside of me. And I respect people. I respect situations when they try on change, when they try new things and they adventure, and especially when they adventure with the leading of the Lord. And so the other thing that I realized for me, that's a hardship, a way to despise a new beginning, is through comparison. And comparison is obviously wicked most of the time. I mean, because if you compare yourself to somebody and you come out on top, usually that's ego or pride talking. And if you come out on the bottom, that's usually the opposite, which self-abasing, and that's not a very good healthy habit either. And then if you're wishing and wanting and being jealous, that's no good either. So that would be a way to despise a small beginning. But pretty much it all boils down to facing fears. Most new things for me, this podcast was the facing of a fear. And I didn't even know I had the fear until I actually got the silly microphone and I sat down and tried to talk. And anybody who knows me knows I do not have trouble talking. So for me, this was quite an interesting dilemma. And so I want to read to you something that was, I'm a volleyball coach and I have a JV team and a varsity team that I'm a part of. And one of the JV members, so she's 15 years old, her name's Maddie, and we do before every practice, we have somebody who does a little tiny devotional and a quote. And I have to admit, I'm a quote happy person. So we might figure out ways to incorporate quotes into the Life Caraphrased podcast because they usually are quoted because there's something worth quoting or something ironic about them or something else. But she did this little devotional on fear, and I actually asked her if I could keep it because I was impressed by her wording and what she put together. And so she first defined fear. And this is what she said. I'm reading it right off of her paper. It says, "Fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief," she has that word underlined, "that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat." Notice the word belief, quote unquote, and likely, quote unquote, are in the definition of fear, meaning they're not really real. They're just the thinking. They're in the head. And then she had this quote. She said, "The presence of fear does not mean you have no faith. Fear visits everyone, but make your fear a visitor and not a resident." So I'm very thankful to Maddie. Her words helped me. And that's really all my nugget for the second podcast. Look it, it's 5 minutes and under. I can't even believe how short these are. Anybody, you should know that that's practically a miracle. And I'm going to slowly work into having a sponsor on the front, sponsor on the back, but they'll be really short because these are short. And that's what I want them to be. I just want them to be nuggets of goodness, helpful, hopefully keeping our compass directed toward the Lord and the path that He has for us, and real living, remembering the valuable things in life because they're so easily forgotten. And sometimes we have to go all mama bear after the things that matter in life. That reminds me of a story, so I might as well tell it. There was a story in the news a couple of weeks ago, and the news is not usually good for me because it's filled with all kinds of bad information, you know, sad information, heartache for me. So I always have to guard what I see. Well, I just happened to catch this one. It was in Florida somewhere, and this lady was in, you know, Walmart, Target, something like that. and a mentally ill fella. We'll give him all the grace he needs. I don't mean to speak ill of him, but he was came in the store and he tried to take her 13-year-old daughter, and she had another kid, I believe, like a 3-year-old or whatever, in her arms. And then the stranger, the bad guy, took the daughter and started to drag her out of the store. And they were playing the video. It was like probably on Facebook. I wasn't getting it off the news, apparently. And the mom, her best defense, her mama bear reaction was to literally throw herself on her daughter and clutch her daughter in a way, in a life or death situation way. And she held on so that that bad guy had to carry them both out the store or let go and run away, which is what he did. And they caught him. And, you know, but they had that video and it went viral for a while. And it made such an impression on me, of course, for the negative at first. But then after a while, I just got to thinking about it. And sometimes the things that you're doing, that you're implementing in your life, the right choices, the things that are worth thinking on, the choosing not to be afraid, the choosing to do a new thing, sometimes they're worth going all mama bear on. You know, we got to hang on to them and not let the enemy steal them from us, not let life's distractions steal them from us, not let our own self-centeredness and sometimes, you know, all the things that we do that get in the way of that. And so just be grounded and rooted and moving forward. That's what we want. Again, don't despise new beginnings. And one of the scriptures that he was bringing to my heart in this area too was that a bruised reed, he doesn't break. So if you've been bent, if life has been hard and it's thrown you some curves, he's not coming along to break you and wound you more. And also it says that he doesn't put out a wick, a candle wick that's smoldering. If it's just a little tiny, tiny bit of life there, a little tiny, tiny flicker of flame, he is going to preserve it and protect it. And it, the scripture, the rest of that scripture talks about his pursuit of justice. And so that's all for this week. And thank you for joining me and have a good day. That's Life Carephrased.